Hey there, my name is Alvaro, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to upload images to Azure Blob Storage directly from your browser. What is the scenario that we are trying to solve? You just moved to the cloud and you're using Blob Storage to scale your application requirements, and you need to start allowing your users to upload images directly to Azure Blob Storage. The problem is that you cannot share your account key with your users. That will create a huge security problem for your company. But luckily, there is a solution. Azure supports shared access signature keys that you can create to grant limited access to your users, to either your containers or your blobs in Azure Blob Storage. So you don't need to share your key, your account key with them. So this way, we are not going to do it because we need to share the key. How do we solve it? To generate SaaS keys, we are going to use an Azure function sitting in between our static web app and Blob Storage. And this Azure function is going to generate these keys that I just mentioned. Imagine that you are on a ski trip. You went skiing to the mountain and you need to take the lift up the mountain. They are not going to give you the master key from the operator working at the ski lift. They're going to give you a one-time pass that you can use to go and take your ski trip. This is the same. The Azure function is going to generate that SaaS key so your user can do the image upload. So let's see the code. Here in my web page, in my HTML, I will have that I will call the API credentials, which in this case is just the Azure functions. And this Azure function will return the SaaS key and the URL. The Azure function is very simple. It's only calling this generate SaaS token function where the SaaS key is being created. How does that work? Let's say you want to say that your SaaS keys can only last 2 hours. So the user has 2 hours to upload the image. In this case, we specify this as the expire for the SaaS key. Also, we can provide permission. We can say this person can only upload to containers or to blobs, and you can decide in a fine-grained detail where they can put their images. And finally, we have the share key credential. This share key is a string that once the user does the request, it will be validated against your account key. So you don't share your account key, but we do share this share key credential that, again, is validated against your account key. So finally, back to the HTML, the file will call blob upload with your file, the file that you are trying to upload to Azure Blob Storage, and the URL and the SaaS key that we received from API credentials. The blob upload function, the only thing that it's doing is generating this login URL that has as query parameters the container where you want to place the image, the name of this image, and this whole SaaS key that we built. So the request is authenticated when it reaches Azure Blob Storage. So again, we do not share our account keys. We generate SaaS keys, this single access key for the static web app to be able to upload to Blob Storage. If you want to learn more, here are two resources for you. The first one is the documentation about SaaS keys directly on Azure Docs. And the second one is an article that I wrote detailing all this process, so you can follow step by step, see the code, copy the code, and use it in your application. So happy coding, and thanks for watching.